Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, you've been texting us since the start of the programme, really, on your favourite lighthouses. And this is because lighthouse tourism experts are meeting in County Kerry next week to plan on turning Ireland into a world-class maritime tourism destination. The Great Lighthouses of Ireland annual gathering, taking place on Valentia Island, will unveil a new five-year strategy to reach this goal. Now, you've been texting us your favourite lighthouses since the start of the programme. I did not know, Jerry, that there's an inland lighthouse, Ireland's only inland lighthouse, and not a shipwreck inside, he told us, in Lloyd's, the Hill of Lloyd in Kells in County Meath. But you've been texting us your favourite lighthouse. The one in Valentia, as I said, is PJ's favourite. John says, Black Rock Lighthouse in Sligo Bay for its sheer elegance, unencumbered by outbuildings, perched on a tidal rock, proudly displaying its black and white striped coat, and uniquely among all lighthouses, the only one with a steel stairs wrapping around its external cylindrical envelope. Well, there you go. So many reasons to love them. Ethna Murphy is Great Lighthouses of Ireland project manager and is on the line. Ethna, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Delighted to be here.
Can I tell you, I'm delighted you're here because they're loving the lighthouses, our listeners, I can tell you. What is, tell us first of all, Great Lighthouses of Ireland?
So Great Lighthouses of Ireland is a partnership representing 16 lighthouses around the coast. 16 are some of the most iconic lighthouses. A number have been mentioned there. And it was actually established in 2015 by Irish Lights. Irish Lights is the organisation that looks after safety at sea, you know, and marine navigation. Mm-hmm. And it was established 9 years ago to help support tourism and develop sustainable tourism in coastal communities, because these Irish Lights had these wonderful buildings, many associated with, you know, the keeper's dwellings, mm-hmm. the tower itself. And they wanted to preserve those and make sure that they could be used and harnessed for the benefit of the community. So it's a partnership now that has gone from strength to strength.
So when you say you represent 16 lighthouses around Ireland, surely there are far more than 16 lighthouses around Ireland. Why only 16?
Well, yeah, they are far more. I mean, there's about 65 or more around our coast. But of those, these 16, I suppose, a number have been involved in tourism for some time. They had been, embraced by their local communities who wanted to do something to open them up to the public with Irish Lights. And examples of that include Hook, which was one of the first visitor attractions over 18 years ago. And mm-hmm. Another example of that would be Wicklow Head, which is an accommodation, Wicklow Tower there, mm-hmm. and one of the oldest towers. And it's the only place you can actually stay in the lighthouse tower.
You can stay there. Yeah. My God, that's an attraction. Yeah. I've been to the one on Valentia Island. The interpretive centre there, the Little Museum, is absolutely worth the visit. There is no question. Even if you couldn't get in, the views itself would be worth the visit. What is attractive, I wonder, about the lighthouse as a tourist destination, Ethna?
I think there's probably one, when you think about it, it's where they're located. You know, they're there for a reason and they were in beautiful, beautiful coastal locations. Two is, I think everybody associates the lighthouse with, you know, homeward, it's been bringing people safely home. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's like a beacon of comfort. I think there's many people around the country who have been on holidays or live near lighthouses who have their favourite one, as you say. You know, people would call out Ballycotton, they call out the island lighthouses, they'd call out Fannet, you know, and Valentia. Mm-hmm. And in talking about Valentia, like, we're all going to be down there now this weekend from Sunday.
What's happening then? Is that where the master plan to tap into this untapped potential, tourism potential, is going to happen?
Absolutely. There's over 60 lighthouse leaders and stakeholders, public, private and community, gathering in Valentia now over the next 3 days. And what we're going to do is we have a plan which is quite ambitious, and we have called it to say that Ireland and the island of Ireland can be a world-class destination associated with lighthouse tourism. And there's a number of reasons for that. I think it's because we've had this collaborative model in place over the last 8 to 9 years. And that harnesses, I suppose, you know, the community support, but also we get great support from the tourism agencies for development and for promotion. And Irish Lights itself has a fantastic archive of stories that goes back over 250 years. And that archive now is becoming a very valuable resource to actually allow lighthouse visitor attractions.
Yeah, and they are unique. Stories. It's a unique experience, isn't it? By God, if you could provide accommodation in your 16 lighthouses, here's my tuppence worth for marketing, right? If you could provide accommodation in the lighthouses, you would get the Yanks and the Chinese and anybody with a bit of money to spend thousands of and thousands of euro per night. I engaged to my fiance on the lighthouse in Valencia.
Oh, listen, you're so right. And the point is, Cormac, it's happening already.
Is
that
it?
We have 9 lighthouse sites around the country that provide accommodation in absolutely beautiful buildings. They would have been the keepers' houses, and some of them are cottage tiles, some of them are actually beautiful old houses, right beside and over where the kitchen sink, I've been in a few, overlooks the ocean, you know, crashing up against the kitchen sink. But 9 of them have accommodation. It's all on greatlighthouses.com. And actually, I was saying to somebody there recently, we're doing a winter campaign, and there's nothing better than staying in a lighthouse and at a lighthouse with, you know, the storms coming in.
Well, because I was just going to say, maybe for you and your ilk, Ethna Murphy, of Great Lighthouses of Ireland. But imagine if you're in one of those lighthouses and Storm Ashley is pounding outside. I mean, is it everyone's cup of tea now?
Well, we're going to be there on Sunday, so I'll let you know how we get on at Valencia, at your favourite place.
One of them,
you know, I do think people get a thrill out of it. And when you think, you know, the way tourism trends are going and everything, everybody loves the outdoors. The Wild Atlantic Way has been very successful. People want to get out there in breathtaking locations. And that's exactly what Great Lighthouses of Ireland can deliver.
Maybe for the general public, stay away from the coast is the weather warning weekend. No, you're okay. We've had that warning on the program. They're texting us, superb is the Lighthouse Hotel on Clare Island, says a listener. Breda in Clondalkin is talking about another item, which I'll come to Breda in just a second. Another listener says, Ballycotton Lighthouse in County Cork is the only offshore lighthouse you can visit. Tours start from May. The view from the tower is unreal, says that listener. I suppose the truth of it is, Ethna, is that they all have their unique selling point.
Well, that's the point. You know, like as somebody said, oh, if you've been to one lighthouse, isn't that is absolutely not. Each is different, each unique, because it was built in particular circumstances and they are of the community. So the people around them, you know, have, I suppose, a particular way of engaging with them as well. And that's what makes it so special.
I get one or two
and
more.
And all of those, actually, Cormac, are, you know, Ballycotton, Clare Island, they're all part of the Great Lighthouse.
Are they? Okay, well, another listener, Sharon in Rathcar. Do you know what I'm getting, Ethna? An awful lot of dubs texting, I wish I was down here, as is Sharon in Rathcar. She says, the very best lighthouse in Ireland has to be Loop Head Lighthouse in Carrigaholt in County Clare. The most beautiful place in the world, she says. This new lighthouse initiative is pure genius. An incredible idea from Sharon in Rathcar, but wishing I was in County Clare right now. She says, I have to bring you this one. Niamh in Dublin, St. John's Point Lighthouse in County Down, Ireland's tallest onshore lighthouse. Breathtaking scenery and beautiful Irish landmark trust accommodation. Magical bucket list experiences, Niamh. So they love them. They love them, Ethna, and more power to you and your colleagues. Be safe on Valencia Island this weekend. That's Ethna Murphy of Great Lighthouses of Ireland.